Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 1. Jeremiah, the Tender-Hearted Prophet of the Tender-Hearted God. Friday, Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loveless? 2 Corinthians 7:2-3. Make room for us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have taken advantage of no one. I do not say this to condemn you, for I have said before that you are in our hearts for our dying together and our living together. 2 Corinthians 2:4. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you through many tears, not that you would be made sorrowful, but that you would know the love which I have more abundantly toward you. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 6:11. Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians. Our heart is enlarged. 2 Corinthians 10:1. But I myself, Paul, entreat you through the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who, as you say, in person am base among you, but while absent am bold toward you. Luke 6:37. And do not judge, and you shall by no means be judged. And do not condemn, and you shall by no means be condemned. Release, and you will be released. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Colossians 3:12. Put on therefore as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering. Suggested reading. If we have ability to carry on work but lack an intimate concern, our work will be fruitless. What is needed to establish a good family life and church life is intimate concern. How fruitful we are, how much fruit we bear, depends on whether or not we have an intimate concern. As long as we have the proper concern for people, we are well on our way to be qualified to be used of God for their salvation. A very good testimony of this is in the book Seen and Heard. In that book, the writer James McKendrick tells us of standing in front of a group of unbelievers and weeping without saying a word. Nevertheless, a number were saved, for he had a deep concern. Eloquence, gift, and power can never touch people as deeply as your concern for them. If we have an intimate concern, we shall be tender with others. A crude and sensitive person does not have an intimate concern. If a husband does not have a proper concern for his wife, he may be very strict and demanding of her. But having an intimate concern will cause him to be tender. Once we become tender, our way of speaking will be soft and sweet. 2 Corinthians 2:4 says, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you through many tears, not that you would be made sorrowful, but that you would know the love which I have more abundantly toward you. We know that Paul wrote the first epistle to the Corinthians when he heard from the house of Chloe about the condition of the Corinthian believers. Paul pointed out all their mistakes and rebuked them with the most severe and frank word. Now in the second epistle, he told them how he wrote the first epistle. He said that he did it out of much affliction and anguish of heart and through many tears. When you hear of a brother or a sister backsliding, would you weep like Paul did? Brothers, do you have the strength to weep? You saw how severe Paul's words to the Corinthians were. They were like sharp knives. One thing is sure, if you want your words to pierce others, they must first pierce you. If they have never pierced you, you can never pierce others. Paul was indeed such a person. While he was writing the strongest words in the first epistle, he was doing it in tears. before he spoke and others felt the pain, he felt the pain. Therefore, if you want others to feel the pain, you must first feel the pain. It will never work if you only want others to be sorrowful. For this reason, every worker of the Lord must be experienced in the matter of tears. In other words, all those who do not shed tears when they see their brothers falling and failing are not worthy to do the Lord's work. They are not qualified to rebuke or exhort others. If you want to rebuke a brother, or if you want to tell him about something that he has done wrong, you must first feel the pain and the sharpness of the words before you are qualified to rebuke. It is easy to point out other shortcomings, but it is difficult to say it with tears. However, only those who have tears are qualified to speak. Thank the Lord that the blood of his Son was shed on earth and was not retracted. Man can receive salvation through this blood. Thank the Lord that the tears of his sons were also not retracted. He tells us that he is mindful of us, and they also induce us to shed tears before God and before men. May we imitate our Lord in our prayers and in our work, and may we shed more tears.